setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
Live from Ramsey Studios in Nashville, you're joining a conversation about who you are, what you were born to do, where you want to be, and how you can get there. So excited to have you with us as we dive in one caller at a time to figure out the question that we all ask. Many of us lay awake at night. Very few of us ever get the answer to this big question. Why am I here? What should I do with my life? Well, the good news is you have the answers. It's my job to pull them out of you. We're going to look at what you do best and what you love to do most. And in that beautiful intersection of using what you do best, talent, strengths, and skills, you use those to do the work that brings you great joy, work that you really enjoy engaging in, and it creates a result that means something very much to you. And so when we figure out all the different jobs or career paths that sit in that sweet spot, that intersection of what you do best and what you love to do most, then now we get clarity. And a clear person is a confident person. And a confident person is going to step out on the path. They're going to go for it. They're going to strive for it. They know exactly what mountain they're trying to climb. They know why they're trying to climb it. They see the results on the way. And that person also is a courageous person because there's so much clarity, there's so much confidence that when life throws the curveballs and the detours and all those things, we go, I can get right back on the path. In other words, a clear person is a confident person, is a courageous person, is an unstoppable person.
844-747-2577. Let's go. Phil starts us off today in Cleveland, Ohio. Phil, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. Thanks for having me on.
Happy to. How can I help?
Thanks. Congrats again on the bestseller. Quick note, I saw one of your boys in a Browns Odell jersey, so we'd love to have you up here sometime for a game.
Hey, now, don't dangle things like that. Phil, unless you're able to follow through, because I would be dad of the century if I took Chase, who is the middle son that you're talking about. He has the Odell Beckham hair. If you folks, follow me on Instagram, you see Chase on there, and so he follows Odell. So he got Giants jerseys. He's got, and he immediately, once he was traded, Phil, I had to order the Odell Beckham jersey.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Instantly. So thank you. We would love to do that. That would be great fun. So
yeah,
just email the show, ask at kencoleman.com. Sure. I can be bought.
Yeah. Okay.
Madison would like to go. Yeah. Hey, anyway, thank you.
Absolutely.
That's fun. All right. How can I help?
Cool. So my question is, so I have a side hustle right now that I really enjoy. It's my passion. I enjoy what I do. I also have, you know, a full-time day job that is, you know, okay, pays the bills. My question is, you know, what's the best way to scale up my side hustle while also balancing out, you know, what I do during the day so I'm not, you know, interfering with both jobs, essentially. So just trying to keep it fair. So I'm not taking time from my day job.
That's right.
Not taking time to do that kind of stuff.
Yeah, you know, you're just going to have to find the right rhythm. You know, I think that we live in a day and age where you can accomplish what you need to do and what is expected of you and do it very well in the day job, but you might do it in a different rhythm than you are now if your leadership is open to that. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I think at the end of the day, you know, do leaders sit around going, did I get 40 hours out of Phil this week? I don't know if that's something people are thinking about. I think what they're going is Phil winning? And is Phil doing a good job? And there obviously are constructs in your current role as to what they expect for you to be in the office. So within that expectation, that construct, you're just going to have to keep focused and say, if I start to slack off in this day job, it could very well affect my ability to grow and launch full-time into the dream job, because this day job is in fact your platform and it's funding your dream job. I was there, so I get it. So there's no magic answer here. I don't have some great little formula. What it boils down to is, can you find ways to make sure you're given everything you got? Can you compact your schedule a little bit, therefore giving you maybe a little bit of extra time each day? And then that adds up to be a nice little chunk of extra time each week. You just got to figure out how to do that. So, for instance, first thing I think of is, can you come in at 7:30? You know, if the kids in the morning are kind of sleeping in and watching cartoons anyway, can you steal an hour there?
Sure. So my schedule right now, so I go into my office job at 7:30. So I'm up at 5 to 6:30, you know, working on my side hustle. And then I have lunch from 1 to 2, side hustle for that. And then when I get home, you know, I have dinner, hang out with the family. And then from 9 to whenever long it takes me, that's when I'm doing the side hustle, which it works, but man, I'm tired.
Yeah, well, let me just say this. Okay, I'm glad you shared that. So, you know what? You need to pull back a little bit. Maybe you do that rhythm you just described for 2 weeks out of the month, and then 2 weeks out of the month, you don't do that, and you just do a little bit on the side, on the weekend. Because here's the deal, man. You're gonna just truly wear yourself to a nub, and that's not helping anybody. What is the side hustle?
So I work as a travel agent for missionaries and missionary groups. Mm-hmm. So I book tickets for missionaries going abroad to serve, because I have contracts with vendors that have discounts for missionaries. And so I'll book the tickets, because sometimes, you know, booking tickets is overwhelming, and I love doing that. I love travel logistics.
Right.
Just transferring that.
How much money are you making at that right now? Give me the last 12 months on average.
So on average, the last year, I made $14,000.
Yeah. And how much do you make in your day job?
50.
Yes, you got a ways to go. But I will tell you this, that you're going to have to look for ways to automate, be more effective in that time that you have. I'm assuming that you're already doing that, but there's got to be always new ways for you to be efficient. Can you create expectations for these folks so that they know, hey, he's not going to book stuff at 5 in the morning anymore. Maybe you sleep in a little bit and get some quality sleep. And then you could do a little bit, an hour, hour and a half each night, after the kids are in bed and all that kind of stuff. Maybe you take a block on the weekend and, you know, from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m., you give 2 hours there, and you just set expectations for your clientele. They still need the help. They'd rather you handle it. So I think you set expectations. I think there's just a way for you to say, all right, I'm going to take control of my time, and I'm going to do this a little differently, because you just have, you have a limited resource there with your time. And so you're just going to have to be patient. And the goal for you is to step into this full time anyway. So it's going to take time to stack up enough clients and become well known in that space for you to be able to then say, all right, I can do this. And by the way, the path forward for you is, to the extent that you can, you put as much money, if not all of it. So take that $14,000, and you want to get to a point financially where you can put all of that into the bank, and essentially becomes retained earnings, is what Dave calls it here at Ramsey Solutions. And so you take that money and it stays in that side business account, and you stack that thing up, and boy, it would be nice to have $50,000 in that side hustle, that travel agency account, so that the day you step out into that full time, you've got your full salary for a full year in the bank. That's where you need to be. And that's a goal that's very attainable. And that's why I specifically give you that goal. And there's a lot of people out there that are in the same boat. If you got a side hustle, let me encourage you. You're going, when do I make the transition? Well, when you can afford to make the transition. You know what the answer is there. Coming up, more of your calls. Don't go anywhere. This is the Ken Coleman Show. My friends at Bethel School of Technology have received the Best Value College Alternative Award by University Research and Review. They're one of only 15 institutions to receive this award because their online technology boot camp provides their students the most up-to-date tech training and highest chances of post-school employment. And it's a fraction of the cost and a fraction of the time. Go to betheltech.net/Ken Coleman and get an offer of $1,000 to $2,500 off your tuition. That's betheltech.net/Ken Coleman. This is the show where we help you know where to go. The Ken Coleman Show continues on with your phone calls, 844-747-2577, 844-747-2577. Some of you out there listening right now, and your heart is beating out of your chest because you go, boy, I know there's something more for me. I know there is. I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing, and life is moving really fast. And I'm headed towards a future that's going to be full of regret as opposed to full of reminiscing. That's where we want to be. That when we end our journey, if we are all offered the opportunity to be sitting among our family and friends, knowing that time to move on into eternity is near, and we say, boy, it's been a good run. What a ride. I went after it. We have more reminiscing than we do regretting. Specifically, did you live the life you were meant to live? Now, we talk a lot here about work. We're not one-dimensional people, but on this show, we know that we are created to work and that work is significant to us. And your work is significant to others. So that's why we do what we do here. Let's find your sweet spot, the intersection of your greatest talent and your greatest passion. In other words, you use what you do best to do what you love to do most. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Josephine, who's on the line in Belfast, Maine. Josephine, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. How can I help?
Well, I'm reaching out today because I need some help gaining clarity about a job that I thought was my mission, but that I ended up leaving 3 years ago, and it keeps coming up. I don't seem to be able to leave it behind, so I'm wondering if that is a sign or if I'm just hesitating actually moving forward.
Ah, interesting. How does it keep coming up? I'm curious. What does that mean?
I think about it a lot. I kind of replay things that happened and how I would have liked to maybe handle them differently or where I could be now if I had stayed and pushed further.
Why'd you leave?
Well, I should probably add that it was a child protective assessment job, so a very hard job. I did it for about 5 years. Not really something I could say was my joy just because of the nature of the work, but it really felt like my calling. And there's a lot of vicarious trauma in that work, and kind of the line between coworker and friend gets crossed because you're kind of like war buddies sometimes. And that created a lot of unnecessary drama. It was very hard to move up without participating in that. And so when I stepped back, I ended up kind of shutting myself out. I felt really unsupported, and I was totally burnt out and tired. So I thought, maybe this isn't for me, and I left.
Okay, great. Well, you did not have burnout. What you had was buildup, and there's a big difference. Burnout doesn't exist until the day we die.
Yeah,
it doesn't. It does not exist. You know, it's become a medical condition, which I think is a bunch of hogwash, because we don't treat it with medicine. We treat burnout, what they think is burnout, is buildup, and it's a heart issue. And so I can tell you right now, what you just described is one of the five things that I talk about is the cause of buildup. The first cause of buildup, I want to run through these for the audience and then for you, Josephine. One of the reasons is there's no connection to the work. There's no passion or calling. Well, you already told us that it was your calling. So that wasn't the issue. The second reason for buildup on the heart is a toxic workplace, leadership and coworkers, and that's what's going on. That was the big issue. The third reason is that you are overwhelmed. And the nature of the work, which is just awful stuff. Let's be honest.
You're right.
It's gut-wrenching stuff. And so that can overwhelm you emotionally. The fourth reason is that you are feeling underappreciated. And I think there was some of that going on as well because you refused to participate in the drama and then you kind of got shunned, right? And then the fifth reason is that you're bored. You weren't bored. So what I've done there is just run through the five causes of buildup on the heart. And that can make you feel burned out. And that's what we say culturally. But I'm fighting against that so people understand what's causing it. And if we understand what's causing it, we can fix it. Now, I will tell you, I think you did the right thing by leaving. So I want to encourage you because the buildup was from a toxic culture. And you were doing, and so that leads me to believe, and I believe this with all of my heart right now, based on what you've told me, that you were doing the right thing in the wrong place. So you're doing the work that you're called to do. You were doing that, but that was not the right environment for you. So had you called me back then and told me everything you just told me, I'd say, okay, great news, Josephine. You're not burned out, number one. You got buildup, right? And I'd walk you through that. Then I'd say, you need to leave because you're doing the right thing, but it's in the wrong place because you can't fix that toxicity. Can't fix it. And so you need to look for similar work in a healthier place. Now, I want to address a couple other things. When you, and because I think there's some other people today that need to hear this. I always believe that the call is not just about you, Josephine. I think there are other people that are listening right now who are in a high trauma type role where it can be heavy, heavy, heavy stuff that has an emotional effect on you. I love that you use the war buddies things because I really believe that what soldiers go through in military combat is very similar to what you're going through from an emotional standpoint. It's rough stuff.
It is, and there's very few people you can talk to about it.
Yes, and so that's what I was going to say.
You end up getting close with whoever's nearby.
I think you're going to have to, as you get back into battle, you're going to have somebody outside of that space that you can talk to. Mm-hmm. May even be a professional counselor. Because I think if you're going to take on that work, you're going to have to make sure that your heart is healthy and that your brain is healthy so that you can pour out and do what you need to do. For instance, you folks wouldn't believe the amount of reading that I do and the amount of kind of letting my brain get quiet so that when I come on and do my show every day, that I'm in the right place to be able to be clear to listen to you. And so I think it may be similar work. It may be the exact kind of work. Doesn't have to be the exact thing, because I think the calling is broad. And I think you've got a calling to help children in need. That's what I would say your calling is. I think you can get very specific with how you perform that calling. Are you tracking with me on that thought?
Yeah, definitely. Because it felt like really important work.
It is.
When it was hard.
It is.
It still felt worth doing.
But can I free you today to think that maybe...
I would like that.
Well, I think we've started the process, but I think here's my final thought. I want to free you to open your mind for other ways that you can help the disenfranchised young person or the behind the eight ball person, the young person or the person who's dealing with abuse or a really unhealthy situation, because it might be healthier for you and you can still do good work. Now, I also think you can go right back into what you were doing. I just think it's in a different place. But back to what you asked me at the very start. The reason it keeps popping back up is because it is your calling and your heart longs to advocate on behalf of kids who have no one else. You got to listen to that.
Yeah. Yep. I think you're right.
So it's now about finding a healthier place to do it. And,
and
it's almost like you have to go into a job like this. And again, Josephine, this is again for other people that are maybe in some very heavy trauma, deep, deep emotional type work that affects you. I think you have to do your best to put on this like imaginary armor on your heart and on your head and go in and give yourself 100% to the job, but protect your heart by making sure that you've got a consistent outlet to talk to somebody, maybe even a professional, so that it's almost like you take the armor off. We got a couple dents over here in the left arm and we got some dents in the right thigh. You know what I mean? And oh my gosh, the foot plate is completely hanging off to the side and it's just the armor. And we can go back in and we can get ourselves healthy and keep ourselves, keep that perspective. I'm a warrior. I'm going to war on behalf of young people and there's going to be some nicks and stuff, but overall I'm healthy. I think that's what it's going to take is a holistic approach. Not just I'm going to go do a good job, but I'm going to make sure that I'm healthy and I'm taking care of any wounds that I get as a result of the battle. We would never send a wounded soldier back to the front lines.
Right.
So I think that's the deal. All right?
Yeah, I agree with you.
Can I tell you that I think you're a hero and I think that your heart is telling you to get back in the battle and you need to do that. So go.
It is.
All right, Josephine.
Okay, thank you.
It is a worthy war. Don't go anywhere. More of the Ken Coleman Show and your calls about the role you were created to play. That all continues right around the corner. Hey folks, Ken Coleman here with you. When it comes to looking for a job, most people would probably agree that the whole experience is not fun. But it doesn't have to be this way. ZipRecruiter gets it. In fact, they've actually figured out ways to make the job search process better and easier. And candidates who are invited to apply on ZipRecruiter are nearly three times as likely to get hired. So what are you waiting for?
Sign up for free today at ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. It's absolutely free. Put ZipRecruiter to work for you.
Welcome back, America. You're joining the conversation about you and what you were created to do here on The Ken Coleman Show. 844-747-2577. So fun to talk to men and women every day about stepping into that purpose. Oh my goodness, can you imagine getting up on Monday mornings? Even though you might be a little tired, yeah, you want a little more R&R every once in a while, but imagine getting up on a Monday morning and actually be thrilled about the week ahead because you're doing work that you love to do. And the results of that work you love to do matter deeply to you. This is not a fantasy. Is it a dream? That's why we call it the dream job. But a dream is very doable. 68 to 70% of Americans are disengaged at work. Oh my gosh, that's a problem. That's the revolution I am trying to lead. A revolution of men and women who are doing meaningful work. Can you imagine how much better the world would be? Let's get at it, shall we? 844-747-2577. Let's go to Gloria, who's on the line in New York. Gloria, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thank you very much for taking the call.
Sure. How can I help?
So I actually moved from the state of New York to the state of Delaware. I wanted to become a healthcare administrator. It was difficult finding a position with a bachelor's degree in community health. So I ended up getting a job with financial services in Delaware. And with that job, I'm actually unhappy. Mm-hmm. I was hoping to go back to school. Mm-hmm. Get a degree in healthcare administration, but I would have to get my bachelor's degree in healthcare administration. However, the people that I knew who are healthcare administrators actually started out as nurses. Those that I interviewed also started out as nurses. So I'm not sure, should I go into nursing, become a healthcare administrator, or should I just go straight into the MBA program for healthcare management?
Do you so you have a bachelor's right now, and then you would need to go get additional schooling like the MBA? Is that what I understood?
Yes.
Okay. How long is the MBA program?
With the school that I'm looking into, it's going to take roughly 12 months.
Okay. How much is that going to cost you?
$3,800 every 6 months. So that's not going to cost me a lot. Let's say roughly $10,000 with books and everything included for the whole year.
Can you cash flow your way through that?
That's what I'm hoping to do.
Okay. If you can cash flow your way through it, meaning you save it up or you're paying as you go, then I would be, okay, that's an option. But again, I would verify with those people you talk to, is the MBA going to get you the gig? You know, are you going to then, is it just be as simple as, okay, I got the MBA in healthcare management, or healthcare administration. So now I apply for these jobs and I should get these jobs. That's interesting to me because if it feels like that is going to make you qualified, then I would do it because see, with nursing, you're going to have to go to nursing school and nursing school is going to be longer and more money. And so it sounds right. Like to me, they just worked their way up. So that leads me to this third option. So I don't think you need to do the nursing thing when the MBA is less time and less money. Am I right?
That's true.
Okay. Now, but I love that you went and talked to people who were in those roles and you found out their path. My question, is there a non-nursing path? Or is the only way to get that healthcare admin job with the graduate degree? Are you positive that grad degree is the only way to get you there?
I've looked into several jobs online. Well, in some cases, you could get a healthcare administration job with a bachelor's degree, but that's very unlikely.
Yeah,
but you're going to need a lot of experience as well as a master's degree.
Okay, but let me ask you this. So that's what I wanted to know, because I've got a potential another option for you. Could you get in a department? So you're not the healthcare administrator, but you're in that department you're in because you got the bachelor's and you're in. And so you're in the field. And because you're in the field, you got a real sense of what it might take and how you can get there. And then, you know, maybe you start the MBA program after you've been in it 3 or 4 years because you now got great experience and you're then getting the MBA. I just think there's a couple ways to get there, and I just wanted to make sure you were thinking through all of the ways to get there. Because I'm not anti the MBA, especially because you believe you can cash flow it. But what are you doing while you're, are you already in that field, or are you staying in financial services until you get the MBA?
Ideally, I wouldn't want to stay in financial services because I really dislike it.
I know. So what are some positions in healthcare? So you need to get in. Here's what you need to answer. What are some positions that are not the ultimate goal of healthcare administrator, but they're in that field, they're in that department that you could get in? And if it pays you well enough, can you just get in the industry, get in the sector? And then from there, you start working your way up. And if you still need the MBA, that's fine, but you've already gathered some experience while you're saving up to cash flow your way through the MBA. I just would like to see you look at all these things. But here's the great news. I want to encourage you. It's certainly of the right path. It's totally fine in this situation. If you've got to have the MBA, go get it. You got to have it. You got to have it. So the question is, when do you get it? 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577 is the number. Now we go to Brianna, who's on the line in Calico Rock, Arkansas. Brianna, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hello, Ken. How are you?
I am living the dream, Brianna. How are you?
I'm nervous, but I'm good.
Well, don't be nervous. It's just me, for heaven's sakes. What's going on today?
So my question is, I'm getting my CNA degree this spring, CNA is a certified nursing assistant.
Okay.
And I want to know if I should pursue a career in nursing.
Well, why do you want to be a certified nursing assistant?
Because I think I would enjoy that work, and it's been recommended to me by several nurses and people who work in that profession that it's a good way to start to see if that might be something that you would like to continue to pursue.
They are very smart ladies, because that's exactly what I was going to say to you. I wanted to know why you wanted to be a certified nursing assistant before I answer, should you pursue nursing? And my answer to that question is only if you get into this certified assistant role and you get to see nursing up close and personal, and you're going to get to do that. Nobody's going to be able to tell you what to expect better than what you will learn. And after you see it up close and personal and let the honeymoon phase, let that fade away, okay? I mean, you know, anything's exciting for the first 2 months. Right? So as you're getting into this role, I want to know what you think about nursing 6 months from now. And if 6 months from now you go, I would love to be a nurse.
Okay.
Because I know the upsides and I know the downsides. And after you know the good and the bad, Brianna, if you still want to be a nurse, and it's something you can't stop thinking about. Like, you really want to do it. Do you understand what I'm saying? You've had that feeling before,
yes,
haven't
sir.
You?
Yes, sir.
All right, now listen.
Yes, sir, I have.
All right, so you know what it feels like. If that exists, then absolutely step right into it. And here's what's great. The relationships and the experience you're going to get before you go into nursing school. And here's the other thing. Please be patient and cash flow your nursing program, please.
Yes. Yes, sir. We are on baby step three.
Good for you. Brianna, I am very excited for you. I think you're going about this the right way. This is absolutely the proximity principle, which is...
I'm glad you feel that way.
No, you're doing the right thing. Because right now, on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being not sure, 10 being absolutely certain, how much...
Probably an 8.
An 8 that you want to be a nurse. Yeah.
So, probably an 8.
So then this is the proximity playing out. And here's what's great. You're almost done with the certification. You're going to get in there. You're going to make some good money. And you've already had some nurses tell you that this is a great move. So I appreciate you calling me. But you, Brianna, deserve a sticker. If I had a sticker, I'd give you a sticker. Because you're doing it the right way. This is the best way to determine whether or not something is in your sweet spot. Because you've got all the skills to do this. This is going to come down to passion, and you're going to figure it out. So, Brianna, here's the deal. I want you to call me back if you decide that nursing is the play, and then you get into nursing. I want you to call back, and let's do a dream scream, shall we?
All right. that. That sounds good.
All right, Brianna, you're awesome.
Don't move. This is the Ken Coleman Show.
This is the show that is all about the reason that you are on the planet. There is one. There's a role you're supposed to fill. That means you are needed and you have to do it. So no matter where you are in this journey, I mean, you're not sure what it is, or you know what it is, you're not sure how to get there, or you've been knocked down, beat up, thrown to the side with life coming at you, it doesn't matter. We believe in redemption, restoration, because there is, after all, a purpose. So we're thrilled to have you here on the Ken Coleman Show, 844-747-2577, 844-747-2577. Some of you, today's the day that you need to call in. Now, the lines get full from time to time. You can call after the show is live, 844-747-2577. Leave a voicemail. You can email us, ask@kencoleman.com, and say, hey, I'd like to schedule a call, and we'll get you on the air. We appreciate your patience. This is all about you, so hang in there. 844-747-2577, the number. Now we go to San Antonio, Texas, where Charles is on the line. Charles, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. How can I help?
Yeah, so just a quick rundown. My wife and I are in baby step two, so we are aggressively paying down some debt. My primary full-time job is great. I really love it. I feel like I'm making a difference. The pay is decent. Like, it definitely can put food on the table, and it allows us to do our snowball. But I'm trying to figure out if a second job is really worth it or not. My current job doesn't really allow me a ton of free time. Don't know if, like, the second job is really worth, like, the extra hours. Should I be looking for something that's more in my field that I currently do, or should I just go ahead and maybe just focus on honing my craft right now, and then maybe potentially turning that into something more lucrative as maybe a potential assistant in getting the snowball going a little bit better.
Okay, let's do this real quick. For non-Dave Ramsey Show listeners, when he says baby step two, that's Dave Ramsey's seven baby steps. Okay, the Ken Coleman Show is a part of Ramsey Solutions and Dave Ramsey's seven steps to get people out of debt and living like no one else. So how much debt do you have to pay off, and when will you pay it off? What's the payoff date?
So right now it's looking at June of 2023, about 3 years, 10 months. It's a total of about $63,000.
Okay, and your question is, do I get a second job?
But yeah, I have limited have a time. Second job, yeah.
You do?
I do already. You're right. I'm doing it right now. I'm already doing it. I just don't know if it's worth it to keep it going.
Oh, well, how much extra money are you making with it?
Well, it varies, because I'm sort of like a rideshare driver, you know, like a Lyft
kind
of person.
So gotcha.
The hours that I'm available to do it aren't like the peak hours, because my current job is it's pretty early morning. It's kind of a late afternoon kind of gig, Monday through Friday, and occasional Saturday that's thrown in there too. I like what I do, and I was just a regular public school teacher. I went back to school, got my administration certificate and master's in educational leadership, and I became an assistant principal pretty quickly, and I really enjoy the job.
Right.
And
hold on a second. I'm making sure I understood what you said. Do I keep doing the second job as a rideshare guy, and you have limited hours, number one, to begin with? Two, it's not on peak hours, so it's really not throwing off that much extra money. So you got that versus just really becoming the best possible assistant principal that you can be, so you can keep moving up the ranks, because that's what you want to do. You eventually want to keep moving up, right?
Correct, yeah. And it actually has already kind of translated into other things, like some speaking engagements, and also like some people have asked me to kind
how
of start
much,
writing and get some blogs.
How much money are you making right now off this rideshare thing? Give me a ballpark average. Throw out the high, throw out the low. Give me a number.
Like, on a high week would maybe be like 200 on a good week. So like, not even like, I would really stretch to make 1,000 a month.
Okay. I look at ways to say, all right, if I'm trying to do 1,000 a month, it just feels like there's other ways to try to do that. Either you can further constrict your expenses, and you probably have done that as deep as you can, or, you know, do you start selling stuff? You know what I mean? Like finding stuff, selling stuff for everybody else.
We kind of maxed all those out.
Yeah, but I'm saying, if all the ways to make $1,000, you driving around with limited time, it's just, I just don't think it's worth it. I just think there's.
I kind of feel the same thing. I almost kind of needed somebody else to kind of walk me through it, and make sure I was. Thinking
what I was
right
getting
thing.
At is go with all your friends and family, and if they want to get rid of stuff, say, "Hey, I'm going to start selling stuff on the weekend or on Amazon or on eBay or whatever," and that way you're at home with the family. You know what I mean? You're not driving around, and I just think there's better ways to make extra money without you having to be gone from the family. I was just giving you one crazy idea. Trust me.
Yeah, no.
Everybody's got junk they need to sell or get rid of, right? But they don't have time to do it. My point is, what are some creative ways for you to keep bringing in extra money, but you're not away from the family? I don't know. And here's the deal. You know, you only have so much time, and you're on path. You're on the right path. You're going to get out of this thing. It's almost like, I'm trying to think of one more idea. Oh, what about teaching online? Again, at least you're at home. Maybe you do that after the kids are in bed. You teach a course, you know, like I've got one of my wife's good friends makes really good side money teaching Spanish online.
No, I didn't really think about that.
Yeah, she's in her home office doing that. You know, her husband's around the corner watching Monday Night Football, and she's in there teaching a class, you know. So I'm just trying to think, if you want to make some extra money, but you don't want to be away from the family, you know, what are ways that a guy like you, an educator, can do that? So I'm trying to keep your mind open to what's the best way to make the money, and I don't think driving an Uber or Lyft or whatever it is you're doing, I still know that's the best way to go. Not with limited time.
Yeah,
man, you and I are on the same page. Get after it, man. You can do it. You can come up with a way. I've always told people that if you're looking to make some extra money, you've sold everything else that everything you can sell, go sell other people's stuff. My favorite story on this, I had a friend of mine that was trying to get out of debt. And he realized that he had friends like me that had a ton of books. And I've been given books for a long, long time. People send me books and, you know, all this kind of stuff, and on the radio, and I got all these books, and they're all good books. He said, "Hey, you got 10, 15 books on your shelves that you don't want, you've already read, or you're not going to read, and they're in good shape?" I said, "Yeah." He goes, "Can I come by and get them?" I said, "Yeah." So he came by, I got them and sold them, and started making $1,000 a month on Amazon selling other people's used books. 844-747-2577. We go to Shreveport, Louisiana, where Sean is on the line. Sean, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, how you doing, man?
I am living the dream, Sean. How can I help?
That's good. So if I would talk to you of last week, this would be a little bit different of a question, but today I have more of a testimony, if that's all right.
Oh, I love testimonies. Take it away, Sean.
Wonderful. So I think it was July 10th, I called in at Dave's show, and I said, "Hey, I'm in this sales position selling supplemental insurance," and I brought up a quote to him, that Upton Sinclair, "If a man's salary depends on him to believe something, he can't really change that belief." I know I'm paraphrasing there. So he said, "What do you want to run to?" I said, I want to get away from my job." He said, "Well, what do you want to run to?" He said, "Stop running away from something. Find what you want to run toward." Read this book. So I get your book. I dive into it, and the more I read it, the more I'm realizing I don't want to do what I'm doing. And the longer I read into it, the more I realized that I've been refereeing sports from youth and high school and in between since I was 16, so almost 10 years now. That's what I love to do. That is truly my sweet spot.
Love it.
And like I mentioned last week, I had taken a position at a sporting goods store, getting part-time pay so that I could referee on my after hours and kind of make that my primary income. Well, today, I've used your interview tips and made sure I dressed for the part and asked the right questions and made sure I was kind of the top of the heap, and I got a job today.
Yes! So, doing what?
Yes, very much so.
Doing what?
I'm going to be an account manager, payroll systems.
Great.
So I transferred my knowledge from supplemental health to now I'm learning a new task and going to become a little bit more of a high priority on what I think I should be doing.
Yeah, because now you got the total freedom to pursue refereeing.
Exactly.
Oh,
so now I can go to these camps and do extra stuff around
with
our Shreveport Association.
I'm
able to use the proximity principle.
Hey, how about Sean, Joe? How about Sean? Can we give him some applause? Yeah! Now, is Sean in the dream job? No. But is Sean on his way? You better believe it. He made some changes in order to do what he really wants to do. Our time is almost up, but before I let you go, you matter and you do have what it takes. Thank you so much for joining the conversation. Until the next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following @KenColeman.
Hey folks, Ken Coleman here. You can listen to myself, Dave Ramsey, Rachel Cruz, or the rest of the Ramsey Network anywhere with the Ramsey Network app on your smartphone. Catch all of our full shows, browse by topic, or send clips to your friends. Head to the App Store and download the Ramsey Network app today.